This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Philip. Now, the government has no intention to revive local government elections due to the high costs of carrying out these elections. Housing and Local Government Minister Datuk Sri Rizal Merican also said that local councils have been running well and elections would not guarantee good or better services.
Local council elections need to happen every 2 years and are estimated to cost RM2 million, giving a total of RM302 million for all of the 151 local councils nationwide. Just to give you some background, the proposals to have local council elections was under the Pakatan Harapan election manifesto for the 2018 general election. But in July last year, the Berikatan National Government that took over had decided not to proceed with the proposal.
So the question we're asking today is, should the power of electing mayors and councillors be returned to the people? To help us understand this, we have Derek Fernandez, PJ City Councillor and an expert on local government, on the line to give us some background. Good morning, Derek. Thanks for joining us today. Could we start with the background of local government elections? And we know we've had them before. Maybe you could give us a bit of a history on this.
That's a very good morning to your listeners and a very good morning to yourselves. I think the history of local government elections in Malaysia is well known. It's a topic that has been repeatedly aired on the media, in the media, as well as I think even on your channel. In fact, local government elections in Malaysia were practiced, but it was suspended after the Indonesian-Malaysian confrontation in 1964. The suspension was never lifted, even though a Royal Commission of Inquiry established that it should be re-established in the national interest. We've had various political coalitions champion local government elections at different times, but the reality is, even till today, nobody seems to be wanting to have it. And there seems to be no political will to do so.
Do you agree that the cost of holding one local government election would be around 2 million ringgit?
It may well be 2 million ringgit, but is that considered an expensive price for democracy? I think not. If one looks at the federal elections, how much is spent there, and the state elections, local government election pales in comparison to those figures. Furthermore, if you look at the number of by-elections and the amount of elections having to be held because of members of parliament or state assembly, men or women jumping parties, and no laws have been passed to stop this practice, cost that has been wasted far outweighs the cost of 2 million ringgit to hold a local government elections. In fact, unfortunately, the present Minister of Housing and Local Government should have looked back at the excellent work of his predecessor. That is, of course, YB Zuraida Kamarudin, who had actually acted as minister under two administrations, Pakatan Harapan as well as to the Perikatan Nasional. And when Pakatan Harapan had won the federal elections, she commenced immediately a working group to come up with local government elections and its implementation. I had privilege to be as part of that group, but there was a lot of people from the Election Commission. And a lot of work was done by the Ministry of Housing and Local Government, and a working paper was prepared, and all the arguments, costs, etc., were discussed and recommendations made. Obviously, if the Honourable Minister now had read that report in detail, he would then know that what was being proposed was completely doable and completely able to be funded by certain local authorities. In fact, a paper suggested a phase-out program for local government elections, not doing the whole country at the one go. And there are certain bigger cities that clearly can afford 2 million or a little, or even more than that. And certainly, as a start to the democratization process, which was at that time promised under Pakatan Harapan, that should have been done. It was not done. It was rejected. The same minister again brought the idea to the former under Tan Sri Muhyiddin government to hold local government. Again, that was not wanted. And now we're having the third round here. So I think all the questions can be answered, and maybe the paper should be published for public consumption so that the debate can clearly be seen that it is in the national interest to hold local government elections and it can be phased out to start that process.
Why are elections of local councillors important, Derek?
Local government elections is critical for one important factor. It is a fundamental principle that there can be no taxation without representation. And the local government is a taxing authority. It is able to force a person to pay rates as well as other duties and charges. And therefore, the people in a mature democracy, and we're talking about, 55 years, Malaysia, should be entitled to choose their representatives who collectively make those decisions affect their daily life. I think the issue of local government elections is not about the caliber of the candidate, Because again, even if you do have elections, you don't guarantee that you're going to get the most qualified person for the job, because the most qualified person may not be interested in holding public office by way of elections. But it is important from the point of accountability to the public. That is, the voter has the direct power to remove a person from office in the event he or she feels that the person appointed to office has not performed or has not kept their promises or has not done what the public voted that person to do. So I think that is the more critical component of local government elections. It's about accountability to the public, that is, putting the power back in the hands of the public to select their representative and to remove their representative. Local government elections, I do agree with the minister on this point, does not necessarily improve the caliber of the council, simply because the political process often does not have any criteria as to who can stand for public office. But it does not necessarily produce, by the fact you have election, quality candidate to be able to run the local authority. To that extent, yes, but that's not what local government elections is about. It's about that decision should be the public's decision, nobody else's one.
At the moment, how are local councillors appointed?
Presently, local councillors are appointed by the state authority, that is the EXCO of the state EXCO. And pragmatically, what happens is the political parties that form the components of the government of the day usually submit lists of names of candidates, and then those matters are discussed, and the appointment is made by the state authority.
And what are the criteria for these appointments? Have they been clear and fair?
Well, the criteria for the selection of a councillor, that is, the councillor has to meet those minimum requirements, is actually stated in Section 10 of the Local Government Act of 1976. 50% of them must be normally resident in the area they serve. They must receive distinction in any field or industry or profession. They are capable of leading their community. So there are some criteria. Suffice to say, the criteria is sometimes not followed for every person. And secondly, because the names are forwarded by political parties, there are arguments that these are political appointees and that they have to serve the interests of the party in priority to the interest mandated by law under the Local Government Act 1976. And these are the criticisms. This does not mean that they're not doing their job or they're not doing a good job. They are, like any appointment, you've got some good people and you've got some people who are not so good.
So if not with local government elections, how can the people ensure all local authorities fulfill their responsibilities?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good question. In the end of the day, the people feel somewhat helpless. If you look to certain local authorities where people are, you know, feel they totally can't do anything, despite the fact that I think if you look at Kuala Lumpur, there's a lot of people who are upset that, you know, although the MPs' voices are not being heard and that there's no elections and that one or two people decide. So, yeah, there's an element of frustration. I think, yeah, they have a role, and the role would be through the social media, through the various mechanisms of public participation, of course, to hold both the ADUN and the Member of Parliament also accountable in relation to mispractice, I mean, in putting pressure on them to make sure that the promises are kept and the good practices are followed. Certainly in an age of the digital media, the press, the role of the press, reasons for decisions, right to participate, transparency in deliberation, and public participation in those processes certainly would help mitigate some of that frustration by the members of the public, of course, in relation to local government matters.
Derek, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Derek Fernandez, Petaling Jaya City Councillor and expert on local government, giving us a lay of the land about local elections and why we really should think about bringing them back to the country.
Absolutely. I mean, if you take this on a national level, we just had a federal government talk about their effectiveness, right? The 100-day KPI. And that's why we're asking a poll today. What is the most important outcome to gauge government effectiveness? We gave you three options: better public services, more disposable income, better economic prospects, actually relatively split between better public services and better economic prospects.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.